to think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? That's what I want to know about, and I'm sure that you are. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on, as you can well imagine here. We're right in the middle of the old healthcare situation. All of a sudden, somebody turns up unhealthy. John McCain, and like we were saying before, are we seeing a McCain mutiny of sorts? Conspiracy theorists are just jumping at this. It's a conspiracy. How timely. McCain comes to be ill. Mr. McCain mutiny, the man who's mutinous for so many years. He's got a process of mutiny going on. He's boiling us slowly in his traitorous ideas. Well, some people would say that. Some people just say he's ornery. He's been ornery for a long time. You know, I can tell you one thing. My now-passed father-in-law, who spent three tours of duty in Vietnam, three, had no respect for Mr. McCain. And I can remember the orneriness in his eyes when John McCain's name came up. In fact, I was sitting on the couch in his house when he was released as a prisoner from Vietnam. And I can vividly recall my father-in-law's facial expression. He was an officer. He had intelligence information. And he didn't speak about it until he was really on his deathbed. Interesting comments he made about Mr. McCain. I'll never forget that. And I'm sure that there are a lot of Vietnam vets who feel the same today. I'm not speaking for the Vietnam vets. I'm just speaking for my father-in-law and how he felt. And so I sit there and think, no tinfoil. Listen, the guy's probably, I'm not going there. I know that everybody else will, but I'm not. I just think he's got a problem. It's not our problem, right? I hope him well, get well, come back and vote or whatever we have to do. But here's the thing about this whole health care bill. It's 23 taxes. Get rid of the taxes. Hello. It's dying on its own. It's convulsing right now, the ACA. We know that. But where do we stand on repairing it? Well, let's talk about repealing it first. I'm still in that camp. I'm Rand Paul all the way on this. I understand the need to get past this thing, get on to taxes. Taxes? We're going to cut taxes? Maybe these are the taxes they're going to cut. They could start with these right away. What an instantaneous tax cut and boost to the economy that would give. Okay, that's not what I was going to spend this segment on, but, you know, I'm just touting the whole thing. Of course, we got a lot of other things going on. And I do have to spend some time on something. I was driving home last night, Sirius Radio, and listening to, of all things, on this Fox News show or something like that, the Sunday programming. And who do I hear? Whose voice do I hear? None other than Mr. LaRaza. Mr. LaRaza. Antonio Villaraigosa. Elected to be mayor of Los Angeles a number of years ago. And also, of course, he was in, the Senate and Assembly. In, of course, California. Of course. He's sort of that gang. That gang, if you will. They call him, in the Capitol, they're known affectionately as the Mexican Mafia. You know, that's Renan, De Leon, Garcia, that group, Yeah. Interesting. Interesting. So Antonio Villaraigosa, he's on this Fox show. And by the way, clearly the weekend programming at Fox is decidedly left to have this character on it. And they're touting him. They were touting him. Celebrating Antonio Villaraigosa. A communist, in my opinion. But that's just me. I shouldn't say that. I don't know that. He's clearly a socialist. I mean, who isn't a communist in California these days, right? And it's sad. It's very, very sad. I mean, really, you have to look. You have to go down the list and look at the Democrats in the Assembly and Senate in California and say, well, who's not a communist? Who have communist tendencies? Clearly socialist. And how about those that don't like the gringos that are in the Senate and Assembly? Pretty obvious, actually, when you go down there and watch them and how disrespectful they are to, well, Hispanics towards the Mexican mafia in particular towards white colleagues. They're very, very disrespectful, discourteous. And that's a sad thing. That, you know, when you start breaking it down racially like that, you can't look beyond it. And that's really what you, I mean, just go down there and watch these hearings and stuff. It's pretty obvious. That's just the way the ball rolls when you start to, you know, when the identity politics creeps in and it settles in. But that's the notion to divide and conquer what has happened in California. Of course, all a monoparty, that's the existence. Now, we have a confliction coming up. We were reporting last week that the Democrats appear to be at war with one another. And the seed of this war is Bernie Sanders. Well, he's one of the seeds. There's many. I mean, with the Democratic Party, you could throw out a lot of seeds. Corn in particular, Zaya Mays. Boy, corn has an interesting history. Have you ever learned about the history of corn? New World cultivar? Of course, corn, I believe, in Europe is referred to as wheat here. Very similar, obviously, wheat and corn. Now, corn that you have in Europe or you're growing as crops over there, it's not native. Corn is not native to Europe or any other parts of the world except the New World. It's a New World, what's called a New World cultivar. See, you're talking to the biologist is leaking out of me. A New World cultivar. In other words, when Cristobal Colom left Barcelona with the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria, and they discovered the New World, and they claimed it for the Pope and de España. They discovered that, guess what? There's a lot of things that are found in this New World, plant life and animal life, otherwise known as flora and fauna. And they said, my gosh, things are different here. Whole new ball game. Gee, you have continents that are different. I mean, big continents, north and south and all the good parts. What in the world should we do with all this new stuff? Well, let's start naming it. Let's start taking some of it back. Let's start taking it back to the old world. Ah. You see, we look at old world versus new world here on this radio show. Get it? Old world, new world. Old world being Europe and Asia, Asia Minor, you know, Africa. That's old world. We are the new world here. California, the East Coast, Left Coast, Canada, Mexico, Central America. South, that's the new world. And when they came here, they found corn, Zaya Mays. By the way, very much considered to be the currency of the day when they came here. One of the most important things that people had, especially to the Mayans anyway. We're going to be talking about a couple of corn kernels in California when we come back. One of them is Antonio Villaraigosa. Stay with us.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Be
prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. Numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, before we get into the education bit of it, an article today appearing in Breitbart by Adele Nazarena. Nazarian, that's what it is. Nazarian. Excuse me, Adele. Antonia Villaraigosa versus Gavin Newsom. That's what seems to be shaping up as the gubernatorial candidates. The gubernatorial candidates for the Democratic Party. Now, note George Soros is not involved in this race. I'm sorry. It's just part of the way I'm thinking. George Soros is... Shazam! No, George Soros does not have a candidate in the Democratic race. He doesn't have a candidate. But he sure does in the Republican race. Oh... Did I say that? I'm going to hearken back. I'm going to go back in the Wayback Machine, as they call it. Some of you know what I'm talking about, the Wayback Machine. I'm going to go back in the Wayback Machine of Agenda 21 Radio. Oh, 4 years ago, almost. I go to San Francisco. I go to Burlingame, to the Republican convention. Find myself with the log cabin Republicans in a meeting. I'm like, well, really? I'm with the log cabin Republicans. I didn't know. I had my press credentials. I'm scrubbed clean. I'm looking around. Oh, I'm the press. I'm reporting. And I just happened because I wanted to find out who this guy, Neil Cash Carey, was, who's going to take out the most popular candidate on the Republican side, Tim Donnelly, Assemblymember Tim Donnelly. So I wanted to see in person, be right up front and personal. Well, close, not personal. Clearly not personal with Republican log cabin people. No, come on. So I take a back seat. I sit in the back of the room. And so I'm in there, and I didn't really look at the sign. I didn't really look at the sign that it said Log Cabin Republican. Now, I got to tell you something. I was in the Republican Party in the 1992 election. I was kind of involved in Orange County, California, Republican Party is in business. And I met some very nice people from the log cabin Republicans. And everybody thought at the time, oh, my God, you can't be gay and a Republican. Well, you know, you can. And they are. Now, I'm not besmirching them for their sexuality. I'm just saying that the Republican Party is inclusive that way, as it should be. Thank you very much. Okay, but now, I didn't realize. I walked in there and I sat down. And all of a sudden, everybody fills the room. And it's like, wow, is this room for you? And I was really out of place. And people were noticing me as opposed to them. And I said, ah, come on, you know. So in walks Neil Kashkari. And I said to myself, wow, Neil, you fit right in, bro. You're just, no wonder they're cheering him. I mean, okay, so that was my first glimpse at Neil Kashkari. But beside that, the actual sitting in the room and watching him and hearing him talk, it was clear to me he was not a candidate for space. I mean, you know, it's like a space cadet. He wasn't even ready for that. He wasn't ready for prime time. He had no idea what he was doing. I don't think he could walk and chew gum at the same time. He was totally incompetent as a Republican candidate. And who supported him? Drum roll, please. George Soros. I mean, he had proxies. And I'm just going to cut to the chase. It was George Soros' boy, if you know what I mean. That's who he was. And, of course, lo and behold, what did the Republicans do? The California Republicans run by Jim Brolte. What did they do? Oh, they fawned all over Neil Kashkari, made me want to vomit. And from the standpoint that he was clearly incompetent, and he clearly was out of his league, and he had no idea what he was doing. He wasn't supposed to be there, but he was their boy because he was bought off and said, you run, boy. You run, boy. That's exactly what they did. And they undermine and cut the legs out from Tim Donnelly as the candidate. He was the conservative candidate, and they didn't want no conservative. That came from the leadership of the California Republican Party. No wonder Jim Brulte didn't get along with Donald Trump in Burlingame at that very same hotel that I was at with just 2 years before. No wonder the two didn't mix, water and oil. Because, you see, Jim Brulte plays on the other team, too. That's the only way you can explain the behavior of the leadership of the Republican Party in California. Only way. Only way you can explain it. So who is their boy this year? Who is the boy who they're going to trot out and be paid for by George Soros? I'm going to hold you in suspense. I will hold you in suspense. Because, you know, it's still kind of fun to watch. Oh, they have a boy. They have a boy. Soros has a boy already picked out. They're grooming him. All of his agents are working around him. And they're trotting him out just like they trotted out Neil Kashkari. The question is, will the Californians that are left, the Californians that are in the Republican Party as operatives of Republicans, conservatives, Tea Party-like, will they support the George Soros candidate when they know it's a George Soros candidate? I've already had the conversations with Republicans, by the way. This is what they're saying. Well, say it then. Do I have to say it? And by the way, I was a non-Republican until Trump came along, and I re-registered Republican. Why did I do that? Because in 1992, I saw the sham that was going on with George Bush the Senior and William Jefferson Clinton. And I said, enough of this Republican Party crap. And I left until Donald Trump came back. And when he came back, guess what? That same Republican ilk that I left in 1992 were still schmarmying around in 2014 and 2016. That's why they didn't quite mix with Donald Trump. People in the Republican Party need to be aware of what Brulte and the bow tie are all about and stand up against them. Of course, oh, they've got the money. the bow tie and Soros, they help pay off the debt of the Republican Party. Gee, do you think maybe they got that debt for a reason to maybe influence the rest of the Republic? Do you think that's how they got there? Do you think that's how they got the... And what about the proxy votes? Oh, well, Brulte owns every vote, right, within the Republican Party for anything that goes on at the conventions and who runs and who doesn't. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have, if the Soros clown gets in there for the Republicans at the primary, you're going to see a runoff of two Democrats in the finals, because that's the way we roll in this state. That started in 2012. We passed a proposition in 2010 to make it so that the top two vote getters in the primary, they get to be in the runoff only. See, that guarantees Democratic positions. That guarantees Democratic seats. They already know what the outcome of the voting is going to be by the primary. They can get ready to do whatever they need to do day one when these people are sworn in. That's what they do. And that's why the California Republican Party ceases to exist. But they do have a candidate. They have a candidate that they're going to run. But what's going to happen to the Democrats? Well, it's going to come down to Gavin Newsom and Antonio Villaraigosa. But they have problems. According to this article, it says extramarital affairs and political incest of Villaraigosa and Newsom hire each other's aides. Oh, my God. No, they don't have aides. They have aides that work with them. We'll be back.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Be prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. Numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with all
Presley and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, Paul at a21r.com, and Numana, numanna.com/agenda for all of your prepper needs. Extramarital affairs, political incest. Well, we must be talking about California Democrats. Had the opportunity to be very in close association with Gavin Newsom on one particular evening with his beautiful wife. And I got to tell you that, man, beauty reigns supreme in that family with those two. Now, Gavin Newsom used to be married to, but we had her as a guest here on Agenda 21 Radio, Kimberly Guilfoyle of Fox News. She was the first lady of San Francisco for a number of years. And boy, talk about oil and water. You know, Gavin Newsom. Anyway, I'm just going to speculate because I know what I know, and I'm just going to give you some gambit. And let's see if my speculation plays out, which I think it will with Gavin Newsom. I believe Gavin Newsom will start to show more libertarian tendencies. Boy, am I putting that one straight. And there's some people out there going, Paul, don't go there. Paul, don't go there. Paul, don't go there. Well, I am. I think that you will start to see that. And that will, because this is what's going to happen. Sad to say. And I have my pick on the Republican side that I want to have as governor of California, but knowing the political realities, only if I see a rise up by grassrooted Republicans, and by the way, there are many. There's a Tea Party caucus coming up here in August. I think I'm going to go to it. I think it's down in, I can't remember where it's at. Fresno, I think. Fresno. I bet they'd like that new state business. This Tea Party gathering is going to happen, and there's going to be all kinds of conservatives down there speaking and so on. And my candidate that I like for governor will be there. But I'm not going to say who I like or endorse or whatever. But looking at everything level right now, because I know people are going to go, well, you know, listen, this is the here and now. It's today. We're July 2017, kind of getting ramped up for all this stuff, okay? And the way the field looks now, I'm saying Gavin Newsom is going to become more libertarian in his thought processing. I think he's going to tamp down the whole thing about the Second Amendment bidnet. I think that's going to go away for him. Because they're looking forward to collecting, well, Republican votes as well. Of course, if the system's still fixed, and Trump hasn't screwed up Jerry Brown's corrupt system, then, you know, it'll be Villaraigosa, because that's who they want in. That's their boy. Gavin Newsom is not their boy. And I think Gavin Newsom would realize that's the fight. That's the fight within the Democratic Party, is whose boy's who. And it's clearly Villaraigosa would be the chosen one because he's got the Mexican mafia with him. You know, and that, when I say that quote, that's the term. Listen, guys, that's not my... I did not label these guys that work down there in the legislative factory of California. No, that's a term that is, listen, by your staffers, folks, by your staffers refer to you as the Mexican mafia, Mr. Garcia, Mr. Gil Garcetti, Mr. De Leon. That's what they call you, your people down there. That's their, I'm quoting them. They refer to you as the Mexican mafia. And Villaraigosa, yes, absolutely. So they've got to get homie in there, right? They got to get their homeboy. So Newsom, you're out, bud. You might as well just, you know, pack it in. Even though it will be a runoff, to meet with two Democrats, because, you know, that's the way the system's worked. It's gamed against the Republicans, plus you have the two disloyal Republicans there running the ship, and they're gonna explode everything in the Republican Party. The Republicans still are not going to get who they want, the conservative Tea Party, which is, listen, it's strong. But, you know, they've got the votes, and they got the money. The leadership does, so you're not going to pan out. So that's kind of the way it is. So if I would say that, yes, Gavin Newsom would very much be a person of interest regarding libertarianism. Okay, so now we said that. We got that out. We got it off of our chest. I'm so happy we did that. But listen to this. This is the way they roll in the Democratic Party. This article that appears in Breitbart by Adele Nazarian. Interesting. Says here, extramarital affairs, political incest, Villaraigosa, Newsom hire each other's aides. Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom and former Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa have each hired advisors who know the most intimate details of both men's extramarital affairs, in a move that could be interpreted as a form of intimidation and psychological political warfare in the 2018 race for governor. Villaraigosa and Newsom, both Democrats, are the top two contenders in the race to replace Governor Jerry Brown, who will term out in 2018. Maybe Jerry just wants another 4 years. Hey, boys, you're out of here. A poll released last month showed the race between them tightening. According to a report in the Los Angeles Times, Newsom has hired Sean Clegg, Villaraigosa's deputy mayor in 2007, and the man perhaps closest to the then mayor when it was discovered that he was having an extramarital affair with Telemundo reporter Mirthala Salinas. Remember that? I do. I mean, they really caught Antonio with his pants down. Seriously. There's some sort of detail. I'm not going to get into that. But there's some pretty interesting sort of details that... No. I mean, this is... Yeah, I just won't. It says, the Times further notes that Eric Jay, who was Newsom's chief political strategist, when he was the mayor of San Francisco and was present when Newsom came public about his affair and his appointment secretary, is now Villaraigosa's senior strategist. Payback's a bitch, right? Anyway, the woman Newsom had an affair with is reportedly the wife of Alex Tork, who was Newsom's deputy chief of staff and campaign manager until he learned, of course, of the extramarital affair. Villaraigosa has since married his new wife, Patricia Covilla, 2006. What? And Newsom is staying busy with his wife of 9 years, Jennifer Siebel, and their four young children. Political consultants are obligated to sign non-disclosure agreements, the Los Angeles Times noted. However, it adds that Jay and Clegg have a vulnerable and unusual degree of insight into their former boss's habits and foibles, a familiarity that could give both candidates a boost. Travis Allen, who entered the governor's race in June, is a Republican with the most name recognition in this competition. State Treasurer John Chang and Delaine Easton, a former state deputy public instructor, are the other two major Democrats in the race. And Delaine, nice job, but it's not going to happen for you, girlfriend. They just are there to be figureheads. Basically, Other candidates are contemplating entering the race for the open seat. San Diego Mayor Kevin Falconer is one of them. Anyway, scandalous. It's scandalous on the Democrat side. Foibles. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Be
prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. Numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible, to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Grantham University. Flexible. Affordable. Relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Compare notes, because you actually had a very similar experience, didn't you, in terms of the teachings. Tell us about your
Yeah, I actually story. So again, very much like Mayor Villaraigosa, I'm pro-kid. And to me, it's not that we don't need certain things in Nevada. We needed revenue for education, but the way that the Education Association of Nevada was going about it, I was against. And because I had the courage to say, I don't agree with this, I agree that we need to fund our education, we need to do X, Y, and Z for these kids, but I don't agree that this is the way, I ended up losing that support and I did not get it back. Right. And that absolutely affected my next campaign. And so in many ways, those of us who do oppose, who for the most part are our friends, but when we have to say in this situation, yes, we are still friends, but this is what's important, is what we're going to accomplish for these children.
Yeah.
It doesn't go very well for us,
right?
As we both have found
but
out.
But, I mean, it's what you were saying, isn't it? It shouldn't be a left-right thing.
It really shouldn't. And I've always said I prefer a partnership, and I think at some point people will realize that's the best way to go forward. But I'm going to fight for those kids, because I was one of them. Mm-hmm. I was a high school dropout. I grew up in a home of domestic violence, and alcoholism. I was a kid struggling.
Now, this is Antonio Villaraigosa talking, and this is the Steve Hilton Show. It's a Sunday show that, I guess it's Saturday, too. He's English, and they're having this education roundtable. Now, I got to tell you that with Villaraigosa in his story, listen, dropouts are my thing, guys. Nothing gets by dropouts with me. Nothing. Antonio Villaraigosa's story about being a dropout and getting back in and graduating is incredibly compelling. And along the way, he learned a lot of valuable lessons about the system failing kids. The dropout rate is a good indicator of how well a school district is doing. We all understand that. But it's how you interpret the dropout rate. The numbers can be danced around. If you got numbers and give them to a liberal, of course, everything can be changed at will. I can't be fooled because I know how to calculate the right numbers properly. But Antonio Villaraigosa appears on this, the Fox channel. Okay, now what's wrong with that picture? It's a Fox channel, right? Everybody says, well, he shouldn't be doing that. Well, I'm putting it in this context about the Fox channel. I mentioned this earlier in the show. Why the left-hand leaning of the Fox channel these days? Because this comes on the heels of many discussions during the day and other Eric Shawn's show. I mean, other shows by which I was listening in and decidedly turning aggressively against Donald Trump. See, this is what I'm saying. Fox is turning left. And self-evident by Antonio Villaraigosa right there in this little banter about education, which is not going to solve anything in terms of the discussion. And Steve Hilton is not any kind of educational guru, nor are the dumb bunnies that were on this panel, including Antonio Villaraigosa. But I do want to tell you, his story is very compelling about being a dropout and getting back in and graduate. Absolutely, I support that 110%. Because, you see, at the time, LA Unified had a admitted dropout rate of over 50% of their students don't make it through high school in 4 years. Over 50%. Very compelling. I do have to say I would support Antonio Villaraigosa in that regard. He's got a compelling story.
And people gave up on me, but it was a public school that gave me a second chance. And I think we got to make sure that we're setting the highest standards for these kids. I tell people I can read and write. I grew up like many of them. We were making too many excuses before. Mm-hmm. And those excuses aren't acceptable. It's just a fact.
I think that's right. But I think, Joe, I mean, it isn't something that you can just fix from sort of on high by, some bureaucrat telling.
No, it takes a guy like Scott Walker or something.
You need changes, don't you, to the actual way that
this is
run,
a real,
the structure of school.
It's a structural problem, right? I mean, economists have studied this for decades. Sure, maybe you have unions in a car factory, some other sort of manufacturing company, but the idea of a public sector union where not only are they bargaining collectively to extract as much as they possibly can, but they're also hoping to elect their bosses, the people with whom they're bargaining. You're naturally going to get a lot of money coming out of the system into private pockets, and that's what's happening with the teachers' unions.
So, I mean, you're hoping to be governor of California.
Well, I expect to be governor without
you
the people.
You're trying very hard. Just in terms of the debt and the fiscal position of California, the role of the public sector and the pensions, that's a really big issue for any politician running for office at the state level here.
It is.
And in many other states, right?
It is a big issue, and I have a track record. We were facing a bankruptcy. Almost everybody said LA was going bankrupt. I said not on my watch, and I got current employees to go from 6% to 11%, more than anybody in the state.
6% to 11% on
contribution to their they were only paying
6%
to their pensions.
Interesting.
And then I said new employees, instead of getting 100% of their salary at 55, would get 75 at 65. So it wasn't draconian.
Yeah.
It was fair. It honored work, but also created a more sustainable path going forward. Unfortunately, they changed that when I left, not for the current employees,
right,
but for new ones. And now it's back to where it was.
Interesting. Kimberly, what do you make of
it? Yeah, I have some very strong opinions about education, having worked as a teacher, been an educator. I've taught everything from kindergarten through high school, specializing in children with special needs and emotional differences. And I just saw what a factory system, how poor it is in some of these public schools, mm-hmm. where you have children just being treated not as individuals, but just as a collective group.
Kimberly Guilfoyle speaks up. Kimberly Guilfoyle, former wife to Gavin Newsom, right there in front of Antonio Villaraigosa. Don't you love it when a plan comes together?
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Grantham University. Flexible. Affordable. Relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Be prepared for any emergency with New Mana Foods. New Mana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, New Mana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, New Mana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose New Mana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase New Mana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with New Mana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-780-3910 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-780-3910. Again, that's 800-780-3910.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
Yeah, wasn't that interesting? Kimberly Guilfoyle speaks up. That was the Steve Hilton show. Talking about education. I like it when they talk about it, when people talk about education, because it's pretty intense. But, if you're going to go back to the old factory style, if you will, if you're going to jump into Common Core, if you're going to do all the things that the left wants you to do, you are not going to progress. Use that word, progress. That is part of the problem with education. But I do appreciate the conversation. And like I said, Antonio Villaraigosa, he does have a very compelling story about being a dropout and getting back in and being successful. I will not take that away from Antonio Villaraigosa. But I just found it funny. We talk about Gavin Newsom, and there's his former wife right there in front of Antonio Villaraigosa. Kimberly Guilfoyle. Hey, you just, you know, life is but a box of chocolates. That's what Chris Street, our good friend, always says that. You just never know what's going on. Anyway, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. It's agenda21radio.news. Also, email me, paul@a21r.com. And remember, Numana for all of your survival news and information. No, for all of your survival foods. And be a prepper. If you're a prepper, you want Numana. Numana, numanna.com/agenda to get all of your prepper needs. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And you can email me, paul@a21r.com. And thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We do appreciate your listenership. As we say at this time of the radio show, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Be prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana Foods by going to numanna.com/agenda. That's Numana, numanna.com/agenda. Numanna.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS...
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.